Moncrief on News Talk.
Gardaí are investigating an incident in County Clare after an under 15 football game in Kilrush last night saw a referee assaulted. A video footage in circulation online shows the ref John O'Connell on the ground after that under 15 game between Kilrush and Kilmer and Lissy Casey. With more and more incidents occurring across the country, is the abuse referees are getting actually becoming worse? For more on this, we're joined by Rory Hickey, referee administrator for Clare, and James O'Connor, double All-Ireland winner with Clare. Rory, to you first. What do we know, or what can you tell us about this really shocking incident?
Yeah, good afternoon, Shane. Monday evening, under 15 football game back, as you say, back in Kilrush, between Kilrush Kilmer and Lissy Casey. End of the game, people approached the referees. He was crossing across the field, and probably as everyone has seen now on the videos that were circulating, Brawl John ended up on the ground, had a bit of a bloody blip when he got up. He was helped off the field, and that's basically how it went from there. I spoke to John myself on Tuesday morning as referee and administrator here in Clare. He was fairly shook now, as I say, down this.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he was fairly rattled, but I said to him, look, John, take stock there for a while. He works at Farm and Land back in Cora Clare there. That's where he's from. I said, do your day's work and I'll talk to you in the evening. So he was much better yesterday evening when I spoke to him. And he's actually due to take charge of a league semi-final, Division 1 league semi-final tonight. And I had left it to him, Shane, like whether he wanted to do it or not. So he's comfortable enough to referee this evening. So he's kind of back on the horse this evening. He's at it again this evening. So that's where it's at.
This just isn't good enough, though, is it? And look, it happened to happen in Clare, but it's by no means unique to Clare. It's happened across the country. But the idea of a referee being assaulted on the pitch is just, it's outrageous.
No, it is outrageous. And like, you can't dress it up any other way. But I really, really thought as a GAA community, we had really improved, you know. You'd have to rack your brain and go back through and think about the last time something like this really happened. You know, maybe in the southeast of the country, there was a couple of incidents 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe, like, I was speaking to another retired intercounty ref here in Clare yesterday, and he couldn't think of an incident in our time. And I'm retired 5 or 6 years now, and I ref for 20 years before that. So, look, you have to say it's a really isolated incident, but in an age where cameras and phones are everywhere, everyone gets to see it, and it is horrific.
The Gardaí received a report of the incident. Do you know anything more in relation to that?
Not really, no, to be honest with you. In my role, I spoke to John as to his well-being, and we put him in contact with someone through Cork Park that can have a chat with him. Justin there, he's from Galway, former Galway hurler there. He helps out referees and players and stuff like that. So he's been in contact with him. But as regards the guard issue, I'm not really aware that it wouldn't fall into my remit, to be honest. That'd be an issue for John himself if he felt that he needed to go to the Gardaí. That's with him, really.
Just before I bring James in, the sanction for people in the GAA found guilty of assaulting a referee, do you know what the sanction is?
Yeah, I had looked at it, and I was interested to hear our chairman, Kieran Keating, earlier on today. He was on News Talk, I think at lunchtime there, and I think it's 96 weeks is the sanction for refereeing being assaulted.
And is it double if it's an underage game? Is that the rule?
I actually wasn't aware of that because I'm not involved in that side of things, but it's doubled for an underage game. So you're looking at a big suspension. But look, suspensions for me, it's not really about that. It's about a culture thing. It's about adults behaving as adults at GAA matches. And that's where we need to be aiming our GAA heads at this. It's not really the sanction. It's about the behaviour, being honest.
Okay, thank you indeed for that, Rory Hickey. Let's bring in James O'Connor, double All-Ireland winner with Clare. Jamesy, for those of us who love the GAA, and there are many of us out there, this is just an embarrassment, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I suppose everybody in Clare, probably feels that sense of embarrassment, Shane, that, you know, it was within our county and one of our referees. And at a time in the game when, you know, the games can't proceed every weekend without the people like John giving up their time and volunteering. And it's becoming ever harder to source and retain referees. And this certainly doesn't do that cause any good. So, look, I think there's just everywhere in Clare, you know, is just, I think, disgusted at what happened to him. You can't condone it in any way, shape or form. And I'd have pretty good confidence in Kieran Keaton, Joe Constantine, who's chairman of Board and Noel Pell. We've got good people in Clare at the helm that they'll take the appropriate action to make sure the full rigours of the law are brought to bear as a result of this.
I've absolutely no doubt about that. On a more general sense, and this could have happened in any county in the country, I think we can all acknowledge that. Do we have a problem in the GAA when it comes to, I mean, obviously this is a particularly serious incident, but do we have a problem when it comes to respect for the referee?
We possibly do, Shane, but again, like, thousands of games take place every weekend, and this is, you know, this is the 0.001% that we're talking about. And I think, to, you know, credit to the GAA, I think they've made efforts to, you know, the whole Give Respect, Get Respect campaign, the new descent rules, you know, where the ball's brought forward 30 metres. I think you're seeing that at inter-county level now. The players are taking stock of that. There's the other measures to, you know, discourage that lack of sportsmanship on the field. You know, you now see the footballers, there's no kicking the ball away, Shane. They're handing the ball to their opponent because there's a sanction. The 20-metre free being awarded if team officials or selectors transgress or say something they shouldn't. I mean, I think Clare won the 20 All-Ireland hurling title this year, John. I think after one of the games, I think we had that sanction imposed after halftime. One of our officials maybe said something that they shouldn't. At underage games, there's a 10-minute sin bin, a black card where a guy spends time in the bin for dissent. So I don't know if there's much more you can do. You know, when you look at that list,
I'm not sure there's much more. And lots of people texting in saying the GAA needs to do X, Y, and Z. I'm not sure there's that much the GAA can do. I think it's us as members that need to change. And I think there is a cultural, like, you look at rugby, and one of the things you have to admire about rugby is the referee's decision is final and it is respected, and that just goes all across the sport, and everybody accepts it. Even if he or she makes a terrible decision, people do not have a go at the referee.
They don't, and I think even there's a column in the Irish Times, I can't remember the former, it's Dave McHugh, the former referee that does it. And one of the points that he's brought up is that at maybe rugby now, maybe some of the decisions are being questioned, and he's coming out very, very strongly against that. But that's I think where the GAA is trying to get to. But at the end of the day, Shane, as you said, you know, people have to take responsibility for their actions, and that this happens at an underage game is you know, makes it all the more reprehensible. It's no example. No one that was in Kirush on Monday evening took any satisfaction or joy, you know, of what happened, and the fact that now we're talking on the airwaves about it this evening. So look, there's only so much the GAA can do. I think the club in question, probably it was one of their members, they have to maybe take a look at themselves as well and see what action can they take. So it's just one of those stories, Shane. There's some unfortunate we're talking about.
It's deeply unfortunate.
But at the end of the day, it is. And I think at the end of the day, no one in the GAA condones this.
No, and absolutely not. And you're right to remind us that it was an underage game. And as someone who coached underage, like, sometimes I did need to remind myself to cop on that it's not the World Cup final or the All-Ireland football final or whatever. It's an underage game, and you have to, as coach, lead by example. And that's something maybe all underage I'm not suggesting in any way that the coaches were involved in this, by the way. But it's just something that we all need to take on board.
Absolutely. And I want to win that competitive juice is in all of us, but there's a line, Shane, that you just can't cross, and that line was seriously crossed on one evening.
Okay. Jamesy, thank you indeed for that. James O'Connor, double All-Ireland winner with Clare, and Rory Hickey, ref administrator for Clare. Thank you both for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.